Glory, 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 glory. Let's try to get some understanding and spiritual understanding with this grace. Let's get some understanding with this grace. Yes, grace has supplied what we couldn't supply as humans. But we have to still understand that if you're still under the law, you're still serving the law or a tradition of men, yes, grace, you are justified. But you got to be able to admit you're still under the law and tradition. And you can use the grace card as your justification by him being your propitiator, by him supplying your propitiation, by him being on call for your propitiating 24/7. So yes, grace has supplied all of this. But if you're still under the law, all is condemned under the law, and you got to know how to use your justification by grace through Christ Jesus. You got to use your salvation confession of being justified by grace through what the cross has done through the Lord Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And to understand that the grace covenant is not under the law. The grace covenant is not under the law. That's for his bride. That's for his son bride. That's for these that's coming as a new bottle. For his son bride with full dispensation of grace. But just know the difference when someone need mercy, when someone need compassion, when you preach in the gospel of grace, of what Jesus has done, of what God supplied everything for us through the death of his son, through the cross, who fulfilled every jot. So you can go about still exhorting EXHORT unto good deeds, or exhortation, meaning preaching the word. All of that is still good to exhort each other. Then we have those that be admonishing. Then we have those be given correction of the word of righteousness. We have to be able to discern what's being spoken at that time. Is it just a word of correction? Is it admonishing? Is it exhorting unto good deeds? Glory to God. Nowhere grace needs to be administered. Nowhere mercy needs to be administered. Nowhere justice or judgment needs to be administered. Nowhere grace needs to be administered. Mercy, compassion as well. Hallelujah. This is 8:8:19. Glory to God today. Now we're entering into this faith world. Things above. Faith world is all about things above. This already have been supplied, purchased, and paid for. We tread over everything else. We do not get in red tape. We do not fight or speak against the law. We have to be charitable and understand those who are still in that battle, because the law is sin conscious. So the most we can do on that, being charitable, is understanding who's justified by grace, by the Lord Jesus Christ, even if they don't reach the level of making that confession personally themselves. This is glory. This is God glory. This is all unto the glory of God today. And thank you, God, Lord Jesus, for what you have done. Have taken away every jot. I'm speaking for one, no sins can be imputed. I'm speaking as one, as even if I lie, it, which is unrighteousness, all no damn, this is ordained damnation. As God would still be righteous, even if he hated Esau, does that make him unrighteous? No. He's still righteous, he's still God. Let's let the word be true. Hallelujah, never man alive.